This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. A bill to prevent overdoses in schools is on its way to the governor for his signature. CPR education reporter Jenny Brindine has more.
Naloxone is a medication that can reverse an opioid overdose. Right now, anyone who administers it on school grounds or on school buses must be tested and trained. The legislation, which has bipartisan support, would allow anyone to administer naloxone or other opioid antagonists at schools. Bill sponsors say that allows more people to help someone in an emergency. One study shows Colorado ranks second in the nation for fatal youth overdoses. Colorado teens played a major role in making naloxone available in schools. Jenny Brindine, CPR News.
As the cold weather has eased, Colorado's respiratory virus situation has improved. There are 90 people now hospitalized with RSV, the flu, or COVID-19. Nearly 50 of them are there for RSV. Earlier this year, around 600 people were hospitalized with a respiratory bug. Only 9 are hospitalized now with COVID. That's the lowest number recorded since the pandemic hit Colorado 5 years ago. Tickets for Yoga on the Rocks are already selling out for the season, though you can still find them for resale. The yoga series begins May 31st and runs through August 9th. And Film on the Rocks tickets are still available. The film series begins June 9th and runs through August 18th. This year's movies include 2001: A Space Odyssey, Legally Blonde, and Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, among others. This is CPR News.